For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. How are you doing out there once again? I hope you had a great weekend. It's September 10th at the time of this airing, and I'm getting excited because I'm going to see many of you tonight for our The Book of James class. So we're going to do a three-week series beginning tonight, September the 10th. We'll do two more next Monday night and the third Monday night. And this whole week, I will be bringing the topic of wisdom out of James 1:5. I'll be bringing it to class, but I'm also going to be bringing it to radio. So if you get a chance, go to my website, register for the class. If you miss any of the broadcasts, you know you can upload these for free by going to the website. Click the radio menu page, and you'll see these, and you can upload them. So I hope you're doing okay. I love running into some of you, having you say that you've been listening to the broadcast, that it's been a blessing to you, that it has been helping you. That's what we want. So thank you so much for those comments. Keep them coming. But look, let's get right into this. We're in James 1:5, and I brought up a little bit of this on Friday's broadcast. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Brothers and sisters, maybe even right now at the sound of my voice, you're going to the doctor, or you're going to meet with a teacher after carpool, or you know you're facing a divorce, or I don't know, something's happening in your life and you need wisdom. The tendency, even for Christians, is we pull from our own resources, don't we? We do this. I've done this. We just automatically click into what we've done in the past or how they've responded before, or don't you know it's always going to be this way? No. I want to stop you with that thinking right now. And I want you to go to God. This is supernatural. The Bible's supernatural, isn't it? You don't need to keep operating naturally. If Jesus Christ lives in you by his Spirit, you are supernatural. Go to the supernatural God. James 1:5. So look, three things. If you lack wisdom, number one, admit you need it. God, I need wisdom. That's humility, isn't it? We go to God. God, I need help. Number two, ask of God. And boy, this is great news. Number three, he gives it liberally, generously. Without reproach, that means he's cheerful in giving it. He can't wait to have you talk to him about it. He won't chide you. Like sometimes humans will do that. Humans get all arrogant and cocky. And when you go to need help, they're like, I told you so. You should have already listened to me. None of that with God. Aren't you glad God's not human? Aren't you glad he is God? He'll give it to you liberally. Without reproach, it says it'll be given to him. Proverbs 3:13, blessed is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. I'm going to go into this more all week, but really true wisdom from God is not just having knowledge, but knowing what to do with the knowledge. Anyone can sit and gain knowledge and read and read and read and read and read and puff up. But it's the man who has heard from God the right way to handle something, and then he practically applies it in his everyday life. He says, you know what? I was in prayer, and I knew these things about this situation. And now, by faith, because I've heard from God, I've got this inner unction, I'm going to apply what I know. Boom. That is wisdom, brothers and sisters. That is the Sophia in the Greek, wisdom. Apply to your situation, and now you'll get results. In fact, the Bible says anticipate the answer. I'm going to go into that tomorrow, but anticipate it, brothers and sisters. It will be given to him. Well, anyway, can't wait to see you tonight. Join me tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. We're going to keep going on this on James 1:5. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.